button down. If your home doesn't sell at the price and deadline you agree to, she can rent it, she can lease it, or she'll buy it for cash.
We get calls and emails all the time asking if Amy really does this. The truth is, she can't hold on to properties.
And that's because Amy's marketing reaches millions of potential buyers, creating immense demand, which means your home sells fast and for top dollar.
If you want your home sold, isn't that the idea? Call the only agent John and I would hire. That's Amy Kite, 847-877-9881.
Or go online to amywillsellyourhome.com and start packing. amywillsellyourhome.com.
Thanks, everybody, for listening. We'll be back tomorrow. Fly Jams Friday. Herb Weisbaum with all your consumer concerns. That's tomorrow. Thanks. This is Chicago's very own 720 WGN Chicago and WGNradio.com. WGN News Time is 5 o'clock. Let's get to the newsroom. And Vic Vaughn.
Thanks, Nick. It's cloudy in 56 at O'Hare. We expect to hear from police in Schaumburg shortly about a man accused of crawling through an open window and murdering a woman in the suburbs. Details right after WGN Traffic and Mary Vandeveld.
And good morning, traffic moving very smoothly on this Thursday morning. No delays on the Edens back and forth. Kennedy is fine along with the inbound side of the Eisenhower, and the inbound Stevenson is fine as well. Road work has been cleared on the Ryan. It's a little tight just around Roosevelt. Otherwise, looks good on the Bishop Ford, 57 and the tolls. For traffic on the 7s or 8s or anytime on demand, get the Traffic Chicago app, pre-approved by AccuNet Mortgage. Just search TRAFFIX Chicago. Mary Vandeveld, WGN Traffic Central.
Schaumburg police have called a press conference for later this morning. We're expecting more details about a suspect being held in custody in connection with the murder of Tiffany Thrasher over Easter weekend.
Thrasher was found dead in her Schaumburg apartment Sunday morning after friends called police for a well-being check when she failed to show up at church for Easter Mass. The Cook County Medical Examiner's Office said Thrasher's death was a homicide caused by strangulation. Rob Martier, WGN News.
They're supporting City Hall for new technology that would allow police to identify drivers who were texting at the time of a crash. The so-called Textilizer is just a prototype, but New York is considering similar legislation. It would authorize Chicago police to connect it to a driver's cell phone after a crash to determine if any swiping of the screen or texting was being done in the moments before an accident. A plot to carry out a shooting at a school in Skokie has landed two juveniles in police custody. Three other students are being questioned. The Trump administration continues to face foreign policy challenges from the Middle East to East Asia. Now on that list, Iran.
It's been a busy few weeks for the Trump administration when it comes to foreign policy, from the U.S. strike in Syria to bombing Afghanistan, escalating tensions with North Korea, and now Iran.
An unchecked Iran has the potential to travel the same path is North Korea.
Secretary of State Rex Tillerson announced the administration is reviewing the Obama-era nuclear deal, despite telling Congress Iran is holding up its end. On the campaign trail, Trump, the candidate, promising to renegotiate it. Janae Norman, ABC News, Washington.
The United States and South Korean Air Forces held a large military exercise today in South Korea. U.S. Air Force Sector Chief Stephen Raspett.
Well, the purpose of the exercise is to get the joint and combined ROC-U.S. team together. The air team together once every year and perform large force exercise.
It's been called Operation Max Thunder, involved around 100 aircraft, including F-16 fighter jets. Police officer Jason Van Dyke is due back in court today in connection with the 2014 fatal shooting death of then 17-year-old Laquan McDonald. Van Dyke is charged with first-degree murder. The activist who got the police video of the shooting released to the public is calling for more transparency in the trial, says the judge has ordered a gag order. And the head of the union that represents EPA employees joined several local congressmen to voice their concerns yesterday over a report that says the Chicago office will be closing and moved to Kansas. John O'Grady says with the proposed cuts, they can't perform their mission.
We can't even afford a 5% cut, and the administration is proposing a 31% cut of our resources and over a 25% cut of our staff nationwide.
Chicago office oversees Minnesota, Wisconsin, Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, and Michigan. Let's get a check at WGN Sports. Good morning, Dave Bennett.
Thank you. Good morning. It doesn't get much more desperate than this. The Blackhawks aren't used to this situation, facing a sweep unless they can muster a victory tonight. Our Xfinity Blackhawks report, game 4 in Nashville, and the Hawks must win to get the series back to the United Center for another elimination game on Saturday. It's a 7 o'clock game tonight, the pregame 6:30 right here on 720 WGN. Maybe the Hawks can take their cue for the Minnesota Wild. They were in the same boat going into Game 4 last night in St. Louis, and the Wild emerged with a 2-0 win to stay alive. Anaheim completed a four-game sweep of Calgary, 3-1, to advance to round two of the playoffs. Washington evened up its series with Toronto, beating the Maple Leafs on the road 5-4, and it was Ottawa beating Boston 1-0 to grab a 3-1 series lead there. One more day for the Bulls to get ready for Game 3 of their series with Boston tomorrow, when they'll try to grab a 3-0 lead. Last night, Washington grabbed a 2-0 lead on Atlanta, 109-101. Same story for Houston over Oklahoma City, 115-111. Golden State, despite sitting out Kevin Durant with a calf strain, blew out Portland, 110-81. For a 2-0 series lead. The Cubs came from behind for the second day in a row, and this time they walked off with a win. Addison Russell's three-run homer capped the Cubs' first ninth-inning comeback win of the season, 7-4 over Milwaukee. Chris Bryant had just tied the game with a single. As the Cubs wrap up their first homestand of the year, they'll hit the road tomorrow at Cincinnati. And the White Sox completed their first road trip of the season the same way they started it, with a loss. In between, not bad. They went 5-2, ended up losing last night to the Yankees by a final of 9-1, as Dylan Covey gave up three home runs in five innings in his second big league start. Sox are back home tomorrow to take on the Cleveland Indians. Dave Edditt, WGN Sports.
The brain is the most complex organ in the body. So for a brain disorder, you want a specialist who treats it all the time.
A neurologist and a neuroendovascular surgeon discuss care for brain conditions at Rush.
At Rush, we have specialists in epilepsy, stroke, brain tumors, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, and many other diseases of the brain.
Specializing in each condition gives us the experience to understand its complexities and be on the leading edge of treatment and research.
Rush has helped pioneer minimally invasive surgical techniques, and we're national leaders in research and clinical trials.
So Rush patients have access to many new options first.
Rush is ranked among the nation's best in neurology and neurosurgery by U.S. News and World Report. To find a specialist, call 888-352-RUSH or visit rush.edu/brain. Rush, it's how medicine should be.
It is rare to go see a live show and have no idea what to expect, then just be wowed by where it takes you. That's what happened when I went to see Cavalia Odiseo. This is Anna DeVlantis. This show takes you on a magical journey. The sets, they're stunning. They make you feel like you're right there in this fairy tale land with acrobats and horses. The horses, they are the stars of this show. No question. Beautiful, majestic. The visual effects, truly spectacular. You will be wowed. I was. Go see Cavalia Odiseo.
Buying a new home this year? Don't forget to schedule that chimney and fireplace safety inspection before you move in. Visit cleanfireplace.com.
Hey, it's Steve Cochran. You know the folks at Mattress Firm have lots of sales, but this is an opportunity so big, they're even impressed with themselves. It's a once-in-a-lifetime shot to get savings while you still can on tens of thousands of top-quality mattresses from the best-name brands. They got to get rid of tens of thousands of famous-name brand floor models and mattresses in stock and make room for the latest and greatest in technology and innovation. Mattress Firm is offering these top-name brands at truly historic savings of up to 70% off and up to $2,000 off floor models, and they got to go. They got to go to make room for the next generation of sleep products. This buying opportunity will only last as long as these mattresses are in stock. Once they're gone, they're gone. And don't miss it. This once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to sleep and save like never before. While supplies last and only at Mattress Firm. Mattress Firm with all the best brands at all the best prices. Come to America's number one choice for sleep. It's Mattress Firm. Save money and sleep happy.
Your money on WGN. Asian equities closed mixed today. A European market slightly higher this morning. Oil futures are higher in pre-market trading. Gold futures lower. Major index futures in the U.S. pointing to a stronger opening on Wall Street. The numbers next with Steve Gerzanich on the opening bell. The WGN forecast, meteorologist Tim McGill.
Starting off fairly mild this morning, will soar to near 70 degrees by midday. Then the temperatures fall this afternoon back into the low 60s for most of us. A scattered shower thunderstorm can't be ruled out through about midday. Otherwise, mainly cloudy skies for us. Much of the day dry. Some partial clearing later on this afternoon. It'll be breezy. Tonight becoming mainly clear, breezy, and colder, down to 42. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun. More sun than clouds. Cooler, 55, upper 40s lakeside. And a cool but dry weekend. Partly to mostly cloudy Saturday, 54. Cooler along the lakefront through the weekend. Sunday, mostly sunny, milder, 60. Monday, partly cloudy, mild, 67. I'm Tim McGill from the WGN Weather Center.
It's cloudy at both airports this morning, 54 at O'Hare, 57 at Midway, 64 in New Buffalo. Along Chicago's lakefront, 49. I'm Vic Vaughn in the WGN newsroom. Ready to join the conversation live whenever a story changes. On Chicago's very own, 720 WGN.
He started the French presidential race as a dark horse outsider. But 3 months on, Emmanuel Macron is clinging onto a lead in the tensest of races. The latest poll released Wednesday shows the centrist candidate is still the favourite to win, but it also predicts that the first round of voting on Sunday is too close to call.
Iran is the world's leading state sponsor of terrorism and is responsible for intensifying multiple conflicts and undermining U.S. interest in countries such as Syria, Yemen, Iraq, and Lebanon, and continuing to support attacks against Israel. An unchecked Iran has the potential to travel the same path as North Korea and take the world along with it. The Trump administration has no intention of passing the buck to a future administration on Iran.
O'Reilly and Ailes are gone less than a year after Gretchen Carlson made her allegations. And there's a lesson here. Whether the allegations were true or not, for too long, women have been taught to stay quiet, don't ruffle feathers, just ignore things and work it all out and work hard. Hopefully that culture is now changing, but it will not change on its own. We still need women and men in every organization to be brave and to speak out.
Now, WGN Radio's daily conversation about the life of business and the business of life. This is The Opening Bell with Steve Grzanich on 720 WGN.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the program. Today is Thursday. It's April 20th, 2017, 5:11 in the morning. Glad to have you along for another edition of The Opening Bell, another business day. Lots to cover this morning. It is the March for Science coming up this weekend, and we will be talking with Sophie Schran. She's Science with Sophie. Remember her? She's a returning guest to The Opening Bell. We'll talk a little bit about the March and her new program as well, how it's all coming along as the business of science takes our second segment this morning. Coming up in just a minute, our thought leader conversation for this morning. But first, on the WGN Associated Bank Market Desk this morning, Dow futures are pointing toward another positive open on Wall Street later, up about 41 points. NASDAQ and S&P futures look to be higher as well. Crude oil is trading at $50.79 a barrel, up more than a half a percent. Around the globe this morning, markets in Europe generally higher. The FTSE, the only lower, off about off 11 points this morning. Everything else is up, though. Everything else looks good in Europe. The DAX is up 22. The CAC is up 49. In Asia this morning, generally lower numbers, except for the Nikkei, which is up about a full percent this morning. Everything else seems to have red arrows next to it. A couple of other stories we're watching for you since you went to bed last night. First, in the world of trade, global trade, Japan reports its exports rose at a faster pace than expected, 12% in March, while imports jumped nearly 16% from a year earlier. The data reported Thursday suggests relatively strong foreign and domestic demand could lift growth for the world's number three economy in this quarter. Also, news locally here, Caterpillar Incorporated has named Deerfield as the location for its new corporate headquarters, countering a trend in companies that were moving to downtown Chicago. The manufacturer of heavy earth-moving equipment announced in January it was going to leave its longtime home in Peoria for the Chicago area. Now it is settled on Deerfield, a site close to O'Hare Airport, according to the company. Lots of geopolitical concerns these days, from North Korea to Syria to Russia. It's the focus of our thought leader conversation this morning. This week's thought leader is Don Lloyd. He's the senior vice president, manager of capital markets, foreign exchange, rate swaps, and commodity derivatives. And he is with us this morning. Don, welcome back to The Opening Bell.
Steve, good morning. Good to be back.
Good to see you. I thought about you a couple of times over the last week when I saw the images of the aircraft carriers steaming towards wherever it was they were steaming towards. Every morning, it seems, in the business headlines, I've been mentioning geopolitical risks. How bad is it?
It's always fun to see the USS Ronald Reagan out there in the U.S. flexing their muscles internationally. I sort of fly the flag a little bit longer into the night. under the spotlight when those days occur. I sort of like that. The 24-hour news cycle has been on fire. No question about that. There are things that are popping all over the globe, not just domestically, but internationally as well. Hottest thing off the press, UK, Theresa May calling a referendum for a vote. Looks like, again, you just have to admire the Brits on how they do this. You know, they Prime Minister, technically she can't call a vote. She could before 2011. She could just call an election whenever she wanted to. After 2011, she needs the House of Commons to sit there and propose a vote. So she basically said, let's have a vote. Let's have an election. And then she'd go into the House of Commons, and the House of Commons pushed that through. So, but then they've got between now and June 8th to have all of their discussions, all of their debates. It's a limited expenditure, you know, and they're going to have it, get it over with, and move on with business. And what a refreshing way to, you know, watch a government operate at an international level. But again, that's just one example of the uncertainty that's out there, whether it's the USS Ronald Reagan steaming off, you know, into the east, or the UK
South
elections,
or wherever it was,
or wherever it was. So lots of things that are popping on out there.
And immediately after the referendum vote was announced, the pound fell, but it recovered a little bit. Talk to us a little bit about the impact on the currency market.
Yeah, UK, again, front and center, the pound. If you look at the last 30 years in the foreign exchange markets, there have been eight times where the British pound sterling has had 20 to 30% moves within 6 months. We're in one of those periods right now, I think. As we move into this election, as we move then into the whole Brexit discussion, the volatility of the British pound sterling is going to be pretty significant. Maybe back to the times of the late 1980s, where we haven't seen the volatility that we saw back then. The foreign exchange markets can become extremely volatile and very dangerous very quickly. There's a lot of people that are out there that haven't experienced those types of moves before, and I think we're moving quickly into one of those periods, which will be exciting for our markets. It's something to talk about. It's something to go out and speak to your client base about. Certainly, there's going to be risk mitigation there. But imagine that within 6 months, a 30% gain or loss.
Yeah.
It's only happened eight times in the last 30 years, which is once every 3 or 4 years. But we're moving to that time again.
Don, hang on with us. We'll continue our thought leader conversation this morning with Don Lloyd, the Senior Vice President and Manager of Capital Markets, in charge of foreign exchange, rate swaps, commodity derivatives at Associated Bank. We'll continue our pre-dawn conversation with Don right after we check traffic at 5:17 this morning. Mary Vandeveld standing by with that. Good morning, Mary.
And good morning. Traffic sponsored by Indeed.com. Not much going on the roadway so far this morning. Everything is smooth sailing on the Edens and the Kennedy, and the Eisenhower Stevenson is starting to build just around the Cicero area, and inbound on the Ryan from Roosevelt. But the Bishop Ford 57 still clear along with Lakeshore Drive and the tolls. Are you hiring? Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. Post your next job opening on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com. For traffic on the 7s or 8s or anytime on demand, get the Traffic Chicago app, pre-approved by Acunet Mortgage. Just search TRAFFIX Chicago. Mary Vandeveld, WGN Traffic Central.
Paulina Meat Market debuts its first charcuterie for the charity event on Saturday, April 22nd from 7 to 10 p.m. Meet the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis, sample artisan cheeses, charcuterie, and more. Proceeds benefit the American Cancer Society. Details at WGNradio.com/events.
Every business is different, with a different vision and different assets. Yet most banks offer the same ideas and the same one-size-fits-all solutions. At Associated Bank, we believe banks should offer different solutions for different businesses. It just makes sense. That's why we take a different approach to commercial banking. One that takes the hassle out of banking and works to find customized solutions for you. One that puts relationships and trust first. Sure, that's a little different for a bank. But at Associated Bank, we believe relationships matter and personalized service should be the norm. From capital markets experts who can help set your business on an upward trajectory to treasury management experts with a knack for finding new ways to make your money work for you, we offer a full-service experience with innovative tools for managing your most valuable assets. To learn more about how Associated Bank takes a different approach to commercial banking, visit AssociatedBank.com or tune in every Thursday morning at 5:08 to WGN's Opening Bell for a discussion on current financial trends and topics from Associated Bank. Member FDIC.
Mother's Day is about pampering the special ladies in your life. Hey guys, Violetta Padromedic here. Every mom I know deserves the gift of Ovation Cell Therapy. And you know what? So do I. So I'm buying Ovation for everyone this Mother's Day. I'm constantly damaging my hair with flat irons and curlers. Ovation gives my hair life again with its breakthrough treatment of amino acids, vitamins, and vital proteins. This Mother's Day, give everyone you love the promise of healthier hair with the Ovation Mother's Day gift set. The five-piece set comes with Ovation's Color Treatment Shampoo with Color Lock Protection, the must-have Ovation Cell Therapy Hair and Scalp Treatment, Moisturizing Color Treatment Conditioner, everyone's favorite detangling comb, and a special Ovation satin pillowcase to maintain your hairstyle and prevent breakage all night long. All of this in a beautiful gift box with a savings of over 50%. You can't lose, guaranteed, or your money back. That's ovationhair.com.
Don't waste another day not doing the things you love because of hip pain. Now eliminating that pain has never been easier or looked better than with a visit to the Hip and Knee Center. Renowned surgeon Dr. Sean W. Palmer, founder of the Hip and Knee Center, offers the new Bikini Approach Hip Replacement. Patients are literally coming from all over the world for the results. The advanced procedure and small concealed incision will help you look and feel new again. Men and women of all ages, sizes, and activity levels may benefit without the worry of a visible scar. And remember, like always, his outpatient approach requires no general anesthesia, no catheters, no blood transfusions, and no restrictions either. Another big advantage is your recovery is measured in days to weeks, not months. So if the pain's just too much and you want to feel new again, you got to make the call. 1-866-FEEL-NEW. 1-866-FEEL-NEW. Or learn more about the Hip and Knee Center at thehipandkneecenter.com. This just might be the best call you ever make.
Wish you were handier around the house? Learn how to tackle those DIY projects with some help from local home experts. You can do it with Weekend Workbench, Sunday mornings at 11 on WGN-TV. We were talking earlier about Caterpillar, the headquarters moving to Deerfield. The announcement being made yesterday by Caterpillar. Caterpillar stock this morning is flat. It's 521.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now, the major stock indexes turned in a mixed performance on Wednesday. The Dow Jones lost 119 points to close at 20,404. The Standard & Poor's 500 ended the day 4 points lower, but the tech-heavy NASDAQ composite rose 14 points to 5863. The Federal Reserve's Beige Book says the U.S. economy kept expanding in the early spring. Businesses reported tight labor markets with more job turnover and bigger wage increases for workers whose skills were in short supply. ExxonMobil is seeking permission to resume drilling in the Black Sea with a Russian state-owned partner. The request will likely draw extra scrutiny because it involves a company formerly run by Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, who had cultivated ties with Russia's President Putin. Well, he wanted an 8% pay raise, but American Airlines flight attendants instead will see a 1.6% bump. An arbitration panel has settled on that figure for the carrier's 25,000 flight attendants. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
You're listening to The Opening Bell on 720 WGN.
Good morning. Welcome back to the program at 522. Our thought leader conversation this morning with Don Lloyd, focusing on the foreign currency markets. And Don, we were talking before the break about some of the geopolitical concerns in this. It is a time of volatility for some, a lot of concern out there. What do you, I guess we're thankful to have your expertise in this matter because it really takes somebody who's been there before. You've been there before.
Hedge. It is a risk that's out there. It is a risk that is easily forgotten because most of the time people in Treasury or finance who are managing this risk, they've got 25 or 30 other things that they're doing. And when we're in periods of non-volatile markets, which we have been for some time, it's very easy for the attentiveness to these types of risks to sort of fall down into the low priority type categories. Mm-hmm. The problem with that is when volatility comes back and comes back with a vengeance, people are unprepared. They're basically asleep at the wheel, and that's when the phone rings off the hook and they call me and they say, my gosh, what do we do? And we cannot put blood back into the body, but we can sit there and say, here's how you have to mitigate this risk. A disciplined hedging program is key to risk mitigation, just so that you don't have to worry about that corner of your business. Mm-hmm. And it's sort of the prioritizing that on a very low basis, that sort of catches people off guard.
Where would be a hedge? Where would those folks go? I know gold is where some people have been putting some of their money to be safe. Where would you suggest?
Oh, I'm just talking British pound sterling. If you have conversion needs and you have not locked into a rate today to be used at some point in the future, if you can sit here today and say, what are my British pound needs over the next 12 months, the next 18 months, the next 24 months? A lot of companies can estimate pretty closely what those are. And even if you're 60% right or 70% right, it's better than nothing. That's what I'm talking about, is to sit there and lock into those exchange rates today so that you know what exchange rate you're going to be using 6 months from now, 12 months from now. Other than that, you're at the complete mercy of the market. Maybe the rate goes your way. Maybe it doesn't. That's uncertainty. Okay, that's going to create havoc to your planning and to your budgetary process and erode your profitability margins or maybe even enhance them. The issue is that you don't know what it's going to be. Take that out of the equation. Make it known. Get back to producing what you actually produce and doing what your business is actually. It's not about speculating in the market. It's about making widgets. It's about selling things, selling goods and services. Focus on that.
The other part of this is North Korea and Russia and those two hotbeds of activity. The worst case scenario is obviously a war. That would be horrible for, I'm guessing, everybody, all from an investment standpoint. What would we see in that case?
Yeah. Again, the U.S. flexing its muscles out there, certainly a more aggressive stance than we've seen any time over the last 8 to 10 years. It's creating uncertainty out there. It's going to get money moving. The problem is where does the money move to? Because used to be, the markets will seek out places of low risk for some return. And the U.S. has always been beneficial to that. Problem is, domestically, we've got our own uncertainties going on here. I mean, if you take a look at the current administration and the campaign that they got elected on, you know, it was basically immigration reform, it was tax reform, it was health care reform, and it was regulatory revision. Those were really the four platforms that they got elected on. Well, healthcare reform went nowhere. They couldn't reach a consensus on that. Tax reform is gigantic. I mean, it's much bigger than healthcare reform. Nothing's going to be done in 2017. Regulatory revision, watch some policy leaders change seats in there. I think they can make a little bit of a headway there. But then you're rolling into 2018. And 2018, mid-year elections.
Another election.
And we're not the UK, which gets these things done in 25 days. We're the United States, where you spend $50 million and
years.
and the political commercials at TV go on and on forever. We're moving into that. That's going to create uncertainty. So where does the money go? Right now, you see these the flows are moving back into treasuries. And that's why you're seeing yields on treasury bonds come down or prices go up. You know, how is that happening when, you know, the Fed is talking about possibly 5 rate hikes over the next 2 years?
Yeah.
So you've got all this uncertainty around the globe. Right now, the money's looking just to be parked on the sideline for some safe haven stuff. I think it's going to be treasuries, could be gold. I still think the sleeper out there is going to be the Canadian economy. Canada tends to be has been isolated from this and insulated from this and managing their economy quite well over the last 10 years or so. You know, I think the Canadian dollar is going to benefit wholeheartedly from this.
Yeah. The other thing I saw this week was the president talking about the dollar. I said, I can't wait to talk to Don about that. Explain to us what he might be thinking or doing.
Well, yeah, I love presidents. You know, they have opinions, and some of them voice those opinions. We certainly have a president that likes to voice a lot of things, and this is not off limits by any means. The problem is that even though he wants a weaker dollar, he doesn't set policy. He doesn't do that. He can say whatever he wants. The Federal Reserve can influence exchange rates probably more than anyone else can here in the United States. And the Fed has always had, and I think continue to have, a non-intervention policy. They are not going to sit there and direct where the dollar goes against currencies. They let the market figure that out. The role of the Fed is to smooth out extreme fluctuations should they occur. So if volatility hits and the markets, you know, start swinging around in very unusual fashions, the Fed will come in with liquidity to sit there and smooth those out. Other than that, the Fed's not going to sit there and say the dollar should be stronger, the dollar should be weaker. Now, I can understand why the Trump administration wants it. You know, if the strong dollar weakens, which means that the purchasing power of our overseas counterparties becomes stronger. They can buy more goods with their euros and more goods with their yen. Hopefully, if their economies start to bubble out, they're going to be buying more of our goods. Our goods will become cheaper to them. I get that. I mean, I understand, you know, how that all fits together. But just because, you know, President Trump is saying he wants a weaker dollar doesn't mean anything like that is going to happen. Again, I put that in the category of what Vice President Pence was doing on the USS Ronald Reagan. A lot of verbal flexing of muscle, which doesn't really mean a whole heck of a lot other than verbal flexing of muscle.
I felt a little sorry for Steve Mnuchin, the Treasury Secretary, because he had to come out and clean that up a little bit. And he must have a tough job.
Of course they do. I mean, can you imagine, you know, trying to sit there and stay on point and online as opposed to this sort of zigzag pattern we've been seeing? Like I said, the 24-hour news cycle has been just on fire, you know, with a lot of things going on out there. But even domestically, if you look, you know, you take a look at the U.S. market and, you know, the beige book that came out, you know, earlier this month, you know, it's showing labor shortages. You're seeing wage increase, you know, wage pushes going on. Wage increases are going up. There is no question that the Fed is going to take and continue to take a tightening view when it comes to interest rates. When you compare that to Europe, you know, of the 25 or 30 countries that 6 months ago were in negative nominal and real rate environment, a third of those now are out of the negative rate environment. Soon it's going to be a half. Soon it's going to be no one's going to be in a negative rate environment over in Europe anymore. So what you're seeing is that the whole yield curves are starting to move up and they're all starting to shift up. And the U.S. is leading that. And as those interest rate differentials widen and narrow, because everything doesn't move together in nice orderly fashion, it's sort of like a train. You know, the locomotive goes first, and then, you know, the caboose goes last, and, you know, it's like an accordion moving back and forth. Those are the flows that the market looks for. It looks for those differentials and those movements in differentials, and that's what sits there and has the money flowing into different parts of the country.
Don, good to see you again. We'll see you next time.
Thanks, Steve.
Don Lloyd is a senior vice president and manager of capital markets in charge of foreign exchange, rate, swaps, and commodity derivatives at Associated Bank. Remember, you can hear more of our thought leader conversations online. All you have to do is go to WGNradio.com, to the opening bell page, and click there to see our past conversations. And you can follow Associated Bank at Associated Biz on Twitter. It's 5:32.
Hey, the next stop on the WGN Radio Hometown Voices Tour, presented by Allstate, is Oak Brook. I used to live near there. This is John Williams. I'll be broadcasting live from Pinstripes in Oak Brook at the Oak Brook Center, 1 to 3 p.m.
That is great radio.
Yeah, that's my home. Been a while since we hung out together. Come out and spend the afternoon with me. Visit the events page at WGNradio.com for details. The WGN Radio Hometown Voices Tour, presented by Allstate, Chicago's own good hands.
You can get a business credit card from any bank, but will it include a banker who gets to know you? You can secure a line of credit from any financial institution, but will it come with expertise and guidance? You can open a business checking account anywhere, but was it created for this area? At Wintrust, we know you can choose any bank. We also know we offer things other banks just don't. Find out more at Wintrust.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's here, the biggest flooring event of the year, Lumber Liquidators 14th Annual April Sale, with 5 days of once-in-a-lifetime prices on top-quality North American and European laminate from 49 cents, pre-finished hardwood from just 119, bamboo from 139, get wood-look waterproof floors from 59 cents, limited-time deals on small lots from 29 cents, and more, plus special financing. Don't miss it. New deals added daily. Get to the April Sale at Lumber Liquidators today.
Think about how many milk jugs you've had in your fridge over the years. Ever wonder what happens to them? There is a garbage patch in the Pacific Ocean twice the size of Texas, and plastic makes up the majority of this ocean garbage. Enough plastic bottles are thrown away each year to circle the Earth 4 times. Well, the folks at By the Yard have a smart solution to this waste. Instead of throwing these milk jugs into a landfill, By the Yard turns them into amazing maintenance-free outdoor furniture. Not only is the furniture strong and durable. It's good for the environment. All by-the-yard furniture is made from recycled plastic and is itself recyclable. So while you're shopping for your outdoor furniture, take care of the environment and buy recycled. Buy the Yard maintenance-free furniture is family-owned, and all of its furniture is made in America. Call Buy the Yard Showroom in Vernon Hills at 847-793-0303 and ask for a free catalog or visit buytheyard.net.
This is Chicago's very own 720 WGN. Still ahead here in the opening bell, the business of science. We'll talk about the March for Science this weekend, how science impacts our economy and all aspects of our life, right after the news with Vic Vaughn.
A school shooting may have been prevented in the suburbs. Skokie police will likely announce charges this morning against two children. They're accused of designing a plot to carry out a shooting at McCracken Middle School on East Prairie Road. We expect that both kids will be charged as juveniles since the department has already released them to their parents. Police say at least three other students knew about the plan and that there is no further threat to the school. Those deadly Takata airbags that were recalled, they're popping up again in crashes, this time in used vehicles. A woman has been injured by one in Las Vegas when her 2002 Honda was involved in a crash. The previous owners that she bought the car from had done repairs to the car and bought one of the recalled bags on the secondary market, one that had been removed from a new vehicle. Turns out there aren't many regulations covering the resale of recalled parts, even when they're recalled for safety issues. And doctors are treating a toddler for drug overdose in Elgin. The Tribune reports the two-year-old was revived with Narcan when first responders found the boy unconscious of opioid overdose earlier this month. Other drugs were found inside the home. Child has been released back to the parents on a plan that prohibits him from being alone in their care. It's under investigation. Now WGN Traffic and Mary Vandeveld.
And good morning. Not too bad on the road so far. We did have an earlier accident outbound Ryan at 47th. It has now been moved off to the side. Three cars were involved in that. Also on the near north side, westbound Chicago Avenue between State and Dearborn, all lanes blocked because of an earlier fire being cleaned up. No delays on the Edens or the Kennedy so far. Eisenhower a bit slow into Mannheim. Stevenson just around Cicero. And no backups on the tolls. For traffic on the 7s or 8s or anytime on demand, get the Traffic Chicago app, pre-approved by AccuNet Mortgage. Just search TRA. FFIX Chicago. Mary Vandeveld, WGN Traffic Central.
Troy Murray here. For nearly 120 years, Chicago's own Nuveen has worked to live up to the highest standards of investment excellence, committed to delivering lasting value, whatever the markets may bring. Like generations of Chicagoans, they've watched our Blackhawks strive for excellence, whatever the season may bring. At Nuveen, they couldn't be more proud to support our champion Blackhawks as they work to keep Chicago the home of hockey excellence and bring the cup back to our city in 2017. Visit Nuveen.com today.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I just got to town and I need a presentation printed for a big meeting tomorrow.
Well, Staples has everything you need to print, scan, and fax.
Great. Oh, just got a text. The home office made changes to the presentation.
No problem. You can access your files from a USB, email, or the cloud.
And the meeting isn't tomorrow, now it's today.
Our machines are self-service, so there's no waiting.
And it's not here. Now it's in Ebensburg.
I hear it's lovely this time of year.
Print, scan, fax, and copy at Staples, your office away from home.
Attention, Whose Line Is It Anyway fans? Colin Mockrey and Brad Sherwood are bringing the Scared Scriptless Tour to Four Winds Casino, New Buffalo, Friday, June 2nd at Silver Creek Event Center.
There's no point during the show do Brad and I know what's going on.
Don't miss this hilarious night with two of the most brilliant masterminds in improv comedy. Colin Mockrey and Brad Sherwood, the Scared Scriptless Tour, Friday, June 2nd at Silver Creek Event Center. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com.
Thank you and good night.
Are you hiring? Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. You can post a job in minutes and manage your candidates from an easy-to-use dashboard. Post your next job on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com.
Don't let the bed bugs bite. Simple statement, big problem. Bonnet has the answer to all your bed bug problems. Bonide's dual-action bedbug killers kill on contact, kill all stages of the bedbug, and remain effective for weeks. Use Bonide's bedbug products on mattresses, upholstery, luggage, and wherever bedbugs may live. They're available in easy-to-use aerosol fogger and ready-to-use formulations. Bonide products are family-made in America. Bonide's bedbug products are available at a retailer near you or visit Bonide.com.
Biggest little benefit number 19, passion, commitment, and good old-fashioned work ethic. At ADM, we never stop working for you. Whether it's sharing our expertise to help you develop the right marketing strategy for your grain or working late to unload your trucks during harvest season, we work hard because, like you, we know that farming is more than just a business. It's a way of life. Get the best of both worlds with ADM. Learn more at adm.com/farmers today.
Here's a quick look at the WGN Associated Bank Market Desk numbers. Asian equities closed mixed today. Equities in Hong Kong gained nearly 1% in value, flat trading in Shanghai and Tokyo. European markets higher on earnings so far for the most part, somewhat flat in England, seeing gains of almost 1% in value in France, small gains in Germany. Oil futures are higher in pre-market trading at $50.79 a barrel. Gold futures lower at $1,279.10 an ounce. Major index futures in the U.S. pointing to a stronger opening on Wall Street. Dow futures 42 points higher. S&P futures up 7. NASDAQ futures up 17. Now WGN Sports and Dave Bennett.
First homestand of the year ended with a bang for the Cubs. Addison Russell's three-run homer into the left field bleachers ended the Cubs' four-run ninth. They scored five runs their last two at-bats and beat the Brewers 7-4. The Cubs went 4-5 on the homestand. The White Sox went 5-4 on their first road trip, dropping the finale to the Yankees 9-1 and won for the ninth time in 10 games. The Sox are at the 500 mark. Big night for former Cub Dexter Fowler. His first home run for the St. Louis Cardinals in the third inning. Two innings later, he hit another one, and St. Louis beat Pittsburgh 2-1 to sweep the series. Speaking of sweeps, the Blackhawks are out to avoid one tonight. Our Xfinity Blackhawks report, the Hawks need a win to stay alive in their playoff series with the Predators. Game 4 in Nashville. We've got the pregame at 6:30 here on WGN. Last night, Minnesota stayed alive with a 2-0 win over St. Louis. Anaheim completed a sweep of Calgary. NBA playoffs, Washington, Houston, and Golden State all winners all grab 2-0 series leads. I'm Dave Ennett, WGN Sports.
The forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center. We start out this Thursday morning with mostly cloudy skies. A few sprinkles linger from overnight thunderstorms. Clouds hang around for much of today. We'll see temps rise to nearly 70 degrees, then drop again this evening and tonight into tomorrow. Friday, partly sunny, just 52, about the same for Saturday. Sunday, mostly sunny skies, 57. It's cloudy at both airports, 54 at O'Hare, 57 at Midway, 66 degrees in Gary, along Chicago's lakefront, 49. Get Chicago news first at the top of every hour. I'm Vic Vaughn on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Now, WGN Radio's daily conversation about the life of business and the business of life. This is the opening bell with Steve Grzanich on 720 WGN.
Good morning. Welcome back to the program at 542. Glad to have you along today. This Saturday, Earth Day, the 22nd of April, is also the day we march for science. Marches are scheduled all across the country as scientists hit the streets to talk about the importance of science in every aspect of our lives and health, safety, economies, and governments. We thought we would bring in Sophie Schran this morning. Remember her. She's Science with Sophie. Good morning, Sophie.
Good morning, Steve.
So glad to have you back with us here. This march on Saturday is shaping up to be a pretty big deal, isn't it?
It is. I'm very excited. I will be there. I know a number of scientists and science fans who are all going to be there as well.
Why do we have to have a march for science?
Good question. Well, science right now is in a place where it really hasn't been before. Science is being challenged in ways that are different from what we've seen in the past. Science is always being challenged by other scientists, by new studies and new findings, new discoveries. That's an inherent part of science. But what we're seeing now is a different kind of risk that science is being placed at. It's being questioned by people who are not science literate, and it's becoming at risk for losing funding, losing credibility, which is ultimately going to have a huge impact on all of our lives.
How does taking part in this march help in that regard? Because generally we think of scientists as really non-political types, but many are becoming activists. Why is that important, first of all, and what impact do you think that's going to have?
You're right. Science is inherently not political. It's supposed to be nonpartisan and unbiased. And now we kind of have to dive in a different way. The goal of the march is several fold. One is to increase awareness, right, is to send a message globally. This march is happening all over the world. It's really meant to inspire some action as well. So we're going to march on Saturday, and that's just the beginning. If you're interested in getting involved in science advocacy and saying, hey, science is important and we need it, then there are going to be a lot of different resources at the end of the march. They're doing a science expo, so you can learn about different scientific research that's going on and different ways that you can get involved and keep moving forward.
Did you ever think we would come to this point, Sophie, where we would have to go into the streets to sort of say, hey, listen, this is important, not just in scientific areas, but in really every part of our lives. Pay attention.
Yeah, it's very surprising to me. But then again, I've been surprised by a lot of things in the past few months. So I think that what we as scientists are realizing more and more is that making science accessible and helping the public realize how much science permeates everyday life is going to help us to just be better communicators and to bring the rest of the world on to this idea of how important science is.
In the intro, I mentioned how it plays a vital role in all kinds of different areas, health, safety, government. In this program, we focus a lot on business and economy. How important is science to those areas? How would it impact those areas?
It already is, and it's going to continue to impact the economy, specifically in this year's Earth Day and Science March. It's focusing on climate change because that is what is being denied by people who are in leadership positions right now who don't know much about science, who aren't science literate. So in terms of some specific examples, we're already seeing changes happen in the economy based on the effects of climate change. Sea level rise has caused flood insurance to increase. So people are leaving their homes because they can't afford flood insurance. So that is going to affect local economies. You have the difference between coal producing and fossil fuel jobs versus green technology that's starting to become more popular, where that's going to affect the economy. And as soon as we can get onto sustainable energy sources and focus on creating those new jobs, that's going to affect us as well.
Yeah, I love how the March for Science page, which is marchforscience.org, I believe, that one of their taglines is, there is no planet B.
Yes, it's so true. I love it, too. It really sums up everything that we are trying to say right now.
Yeah. Well, Sophie, the last time we talked with you, you were getting ready to launch your channel and be famous and all of that stuff. How is all of that going?
It's going really well. We had an Indiegogo campaign crowdfunding in the fall, and it was really successful. We had contributors from all over the world, and now we are finalizing scripts and getting ready to produce the fully produced season one. In the meantime, we are releasing episodes on the YouTube channel that are pretty, you know, smaller, like low-key things that that I can do pretty easily, and that is season zero. So Science with Sophie season zero is out on YouTube. We're releasing new episodes every once in a while, so you can check that out too.
Yeah, and you can check out sciencewithsophie.com. And remind us again, Sophie, where your shows will appear when they launch.
Right now, they're going to be all on the YouTube channel. So you can go to YouTube.com/Science with Sophie, and you'll find everything you need.
And if somebody wants to come out and march with you this weekend, where are you going to be marching, and how can people get involved?
I'm going to be there starting at 10 a.m. There's going to be a big rally at the beginning, and that is at Columbus Drive, just south of Jackson. And there are going to be some really great keynote speakers. Emily Grassley from the Field Museum is going to be there. And so you can come and march with us. You can register on Eventbrite as well ahead of time if you want to, but you don't have to. You can just show up. And then we'll be marching, and then we'll be going to the Science Expo at the very end. And so I encourage people to march with us, march in, if you're in a different city, march in your city as well. And then really think about how you can support different institutions that are making these strong statements on science, that are coming out and defending it specifically and strongly, because we need to support our cultural institutions that are taking a stand for science.
Sophie, thanks for marching for us and for being here on the opening bell this morning.
Awesome. Thanks, Steve. See you there.
Thank you. Sophie Schrand with us this morning. Again, you can follow her on Twitter at Science with Soph and online sciencewithsophie.com. And the March for Science is at marchforscience.com. I think I said org earlier. It's marchforscience.com. And you can follow on Twitter, #MarchForScience. 5:48 on the opening bell. Time to check traffic again this morning. Mary Vandeveld standing by with that. Mary?
And traffic sponsored by Mariano's on the Edens. No delays. Looks good on the Kennedy. Inbound Eisenhower, that is building just around Mannheim's. The inbound Stevenson 25 from the Tri-State delays. From Cicero, outbound Ryan at 47th. Accident in the right lane. Inbound so far so good. The Bishop Ford is slowing down from 103rd. Same on 57. Near north side, westbound Chicago Avenue between State and Dearborn. All lanes blocked because of an earlier fire. Sign up today for Mariano's new and improved rewards card. Save store-wide with personalized coupons, earn free coffee, sushi, and more at their specialty shops. Share discounted Mariano's gift cards with friends and family. For traffic on the 7s or 8s or anytime on demand, get the Traffic Chicago app. Pre-approved by Acunet Mortgage. Just search TRAFFIX Chicago. Mary Vandeveld, WGN Traffic Central.
The man who predicted a Donald Trump victory has an even bigger prediction to share.
And I predict you'll hear it at 11:05.
Boy, that's very daring of you.
I went out on a limb.
It's Bill and Wendy.
Bing, bing, I love it.
On 720 WGN.
That old car is worth money. Visit victoryautorecords.com for an instant quote. Victory will tow no matter what condition your car's in. Victory buys vehicles every day, including nights and weekends, and you'll get cash on the spot. Go to victoryautorecords.com for more information or save money by fixing up your car with used parts. Go to victoryautorecords.com to search their inventory. victoryautorecords.com.
victoryautorecords.com.
Check out Chicago's 17th Annual Diversity Employment Day Career Fair, Tuesday, April 25th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Embassy Suite Chicago, downtown Lakefront. Interview with Chicago's top employers like BMO Harris Bank, Advocate Healthcare, Country Financial, U.S. Customs and Border Protection, MB Financial Bank, Fresenius Cabbie, RCN, WGN-TV, WGN Radio, and many more. Come to the Career Fair, sponsored by the DiversityRecruitersNetwork.org, Tuesday, April 25th at Embassy Suite Chicago, downtown Lakefront, 511 North Columbus Drive, downtown Chicago, 60611. Visit citycareerfair.com.
This is Brian Wickard, owner of Acunet Mortgage, here to explain the two big differences between my company and other lenders. Difference number one is closing costs. Acunet's closing costs are typically $1,000 to $3,000 less for the same darn rate you'll be quoted by your bank, other mortgage lenders, and for sure, the nation's largest online lender. Our secret sauce is low overhead and high efficiency. Big difference number two is extreme convenience. You can get started with a rate quote or a rock-solid guaranteed pre-approval to buy 24 hours a day at our mobile-friendly website, Acunet.com. Or you can talk with one of our 10 hand-picked, trained-by-the-owner loan consultants until 6 p.m. weekdays or on the weekend by appointment. We take care of all the document signing and verifications either online or via overnight delivery, and for refis, we'll even send the closing agent to your home or office. To save at least $1,000 in closing costs and enjoy extreme convenience on your next mortgage, visit Acunet.com. That's A-C-C-U-N-E-T.com.
Acunet Mortgage is an equal housing lender and Illinois residential mortgage licensee, NMLS ID 2553-68, 13,000 West Silver Spring Drive, Low Overhead, Butler, Wisconsin, 53.
Are you embarrassed by your smile? Are you holding on to the few teeth you have left because you can't stand the thought of wearing dentures? Or do you wear dentures and wish you had permanent attached teeth? Here is unbelievable news. Now you can smile with confidence. Oramax Oral Surgery is a state-of-the-art practice that specializes in an innovative surgical procedure that can give you permanent teeth, all while you sleep in just one day. Imagine going to sleep with decayed, loose teeth and waking up a few hours later with a beautiful custom-made smile. Why live with ugly teeth? Why wear dentures when you can have new permanent teeth in just one day? Give us a call and find out if you're a candidate for this unique teeth-in-one-day procedure. Financing options are available. The next 25 callers will receive a free exam and three-dimensional CT scan of $500 value. Find out if you're a candidate for dental implants today. Call 866-2-ORAMAX. 866-2-ORAMAX. That's 866-267-2629. Certain restrictions apply.
You're listening to The Opening Bell on 720 WGN.
Good morning. Welcome back to the program. It's 5:53 on the WGN Associated Bank Market Desk this morning. Dow futures are looking for a positive open on Wall Street later, up about 44 points. All of the other markets' futures in the U.S. looking higher as well. Gold and silver, though, are trading a little bit lower today. Gold is off almost a third. Crude oil flat this morning at $52.65 a barrel. Couple of other stories we're watching for you. Saudi Arabia's oil minister is suggesting that production cuts agreed to by OPEC and non-OPEC members may need to continue. The comments came this morning amid significant concerns about the overall glut of oil and global trading in oil. OPEC agreed in late November to cut its production by nearly 1.2 billion barrels a day for 6 months. the first reduction agreed to by the cartel since 2008. Nearly a dozen other countries pledged in December to cut an additional 558,000 barrels a day. Crude oil sold for over $100 a barrel in the summer of 2014 before bottoming out below $30 a barrel in January of last year. Crude now standing just over 50 bucks a barrel. Comments came at an oil conference in Abu Dhabi, the capital of the United Arab Emirates. Now, on the WGN Associated Bank Market Desk Outlook this morning for this Thursday, it's April 20th, 2017. Investors will be looking at another important economic indicator today. The Labor Department will report on first-time applications for unemployment benefits over the past week. Freddie Mac will report on long-term mortgage rates. In corporate news, Visa will report quarterly financial results today, one of the big banks reporting financial results today. Also, we'll see some of those other business numbers come out just after the opening bell, including some consumer sentiment figures a little bit later on. Some of the things that could move the markets on this Thursday, April 20th, 2017. That's the opening bell for today. We'll be back bright and early tomorrow morning with another edition, and we'll continue to follow your money throughout the morning right here on 720 WGN and in the Steve Cochran Show coming up next. I'm Steve Krasanich. Have a great day.
This is 720 WGN Chicago.
Season after season, generation after generation, Chalet Landscape Nursery and Garden Center in Wilmette works with people looking to discover fresh, imaginative ways of designing their outdoor spaces, creating inviting, inspired homes, and growing a personal connection between design and nature. Chalet's landscape architects and designers are dream weavers and idea generators, transforming all types of outdoor surroundings, from estates to everyday yards, into breathtaking spaces of serenity and surprise. Let them become your trusted creative partner when designing your outdoor living spaces, gardens, patios, walkways, play areas, and much more. Chalet is the North Shore's number one landscaping destination. Let them show you how their 100-year legacy can transform your outdoor living space into your refuge. Chalet Landscape Nursery and Garden Center in Wilmette, the landscape of life. Visit them at chaletnursery.com.
How would you like to flip a contract on a house overnight for a nice profit? Hi, I'm Nick Fertucci. For the last 3 years, my elite team of house flippers have used my unique three-step flipping system to reduce risk and make money flipping houses. I'm growing my team in your area, and I'm looking for help. I have more cash available than deals right now, and I can show you how to get up to $350,000 of pre-approved real estate funding. That's right, I said it. $350,000 of pre-approved real estate funding, regardless of credit score. Interested candidates, call now and get an inside peek of my flipping system. I'll rush you out a free copy of my Fortunes and Flipping CD kit that will show you how to get in, get out, and get paid when you come join my team.
Call 1-800-214-1496 now to get your free Fortunes and Flipping CD. Call 800-214-1496 now, and you'll also get free tickets to a live training workshop that includes a free meal, a free smartwatch, power charger, and USB drive loaded with powerful information as free gifts just for attending. Call 800-214-1496. That's 800-214-1496. Call now.
It's time for the Steve Cochran Show. Let's head down to the Allstate Studio, and good morning, guys.
And good morning. Good morning, Steve. How are you?
I'm doing well. You know, we just had Sophie on, Sophie Signs with Sophie.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't it amazing that in 2017 we have to argue whether the world is flat?
It is bizarre.
It's just crazy.
Were you excited with the news that there might be a new planet?
Yes.
I knew it.
Lots of new planets out there, actually, but this one actually could support life. Now we just need to find a way to get there, right?
I guess. So when you say we, you mean that, you know, hypothetically.
Yes, we as humans.
And you're marching for science? Is that right?
No, I'm not. I might go and watch and support, but I'm a journalist. I can't really take part in those things.
Steve, you're kind of like me, you know, like with Dave Ennett's stair climb. Yeah. Made a nice donation.
Yeah.
Don't have to climb the four flights, because you guys do that. You're the athletes.
Right. But, you know, you have to say,
I mean,
you know this too, Andrea, this whole science issue, this should not be something that we have to be biased and unbiased about. It should be just fact, right?
I mean, completely agree. I know we go, you and I were talking off the air the other day about global warming and the glaciers in Iceland and how they used to be a certain size and now they're not. That's just fact. That doesn't have anything to do with Republican or Democrat or Green Party or Independent.
And with somebody like, you know, you have like seen this personally when you were in Iceland, these glaciers that are almost nothing now.
Right.
There is something clearly going on.
No, completely. Yeah. Completely. But I did think of you yesterday with the planet.
The meteor.
Mars, Uranus, Pluto, Krasanich.
Right.
What do you think of that?
I'm a little worried, Jenna. I think we need to start looking for a way to get there faster.
I think you're right. Did you like The Martian? I just thought it was a little unbelievable.
I did like, my favorite line from The Martian was when he said, "I need to science the S out of this."
Right. Steve's going, yes, yes. They're like, sir, we need you to leave the theater now.
I've been actually looking for a T-shirt with that on it. So if you find one, buy it for me.
Maybe we'll get you in the grab bag in the Secret Santa this Christmas. Yeah. Big show. Your buddy Dave, all of our buddies, Dave Kaplan, is going to be in studio with us today. He's got a new book out. Chuck Todd, Nick DiGilio, Bridget Gaynor. It's just a jam-packed show coming up. And we will kick it all off with the top six at six right after Steve does the news.
That's all coming up on Chicago's very own 720 WGN Chicago and WGNRadio.com. The news at 6, sponsored by Apt Electronics. Here is Steve Grzanich.
Thanks, Dave. Good morning, everyone. 54 degrees this morning in Chicago. There's been a